So with that in mind, we can't support the proposal. We could entertain making, and again, I understand you don't get into this, but we could entertain making Blue Lake using our gate and putting another gate at the end of Blue Lake, making that residences like we have and not subject to nightly rentals. This is not about us versus Meyer Land. I want to make that very, very clear. We think they have professionally designed a development, and we have good relations with Meyer Land. If Meyer Land development is successful, then our property is going to go up in value, and we're all going to be successful. So our goal is not to shut them down or hinder them in any way. It's just to protect what we think we bought. And that's strictly where it's at. I do have an email from Justin Schuster, who lives at 125 Splendor View, if you would like me to read that at this time, or if you all received it late in the day today. It would have come in about 25:20. Let's see. 5:20.
Yeah, we were up here then.
Yeah, now.
Okay.
You got 30 seconds.
It's very short.
Okay.
Okay. And he gives permission to read that for him. He says, both my wife, Lisa, and I strongly oppose any nightly rentals in the Whisper Cove subdivision unless it is completely sectioned off from the other residents. When we purchased our home in Whisper Cove, we did so because we wanted a home in a quiet, safe community with a gated entrance. If nightly rentals are allowed, this would completely change the dynamics of the neighborhood. And that's Justin and Lisa Schuster. And that's all I have. Thank you for hearing our comments.
Thank you. Next.
My name is Francine Lovell. I live at 135 Splendor View Drive, Whisper Cove, Branson. We live on the same street. We at Whisper Cove, we own our houses, which is a strong point. We are permanent residents. There is a huge difference between nightly renters who are tourists, usually, and residents. Owners take care of their property because they own the property and have respect for those living on their sites. Nightly renters do not take care, usually, of the property because they do not own it, nor care for the neighborhood. The two groups do not blend very well. This is the difference. There is a difference in lifestyle. So therefore, I'm against nightly renters.
Thank you. Is there any more on this side that signed up to speak? We've got one. You want to go ahead? Yeah. And then we'll, ma'am, you'll be next.
Okay.
Come on up. You'll be next. Okay. Hi.
Good evening. I'm Cindy Campese. I'm here to represent myself and my husband, Mike Campese. We live in 185 Splendor View Drive. You know, like my neighbor...
Ma'am, excuse me. Can we hold it down, please?
Thank you. Like my neighbors, who have become part of our family, actually, we're a very, very close-knit unit, our concern, the same, is the privacy and our security, the amount of traffic that would be coming into... which is a huge part for us, is the amount of traffic that would be coming into and on Blue Lake Trail. And another point is Santa Fe, I don't know if you're familiar with that road or not, Santa Fe is a very tricky road. You have to make a sharp turn, and it could never hold that much traffic. When you come in, it really, if there's another car there, it has to stop way back to allow for you to come in. So just for it to accommodate that many, you know, vehicles coming in and out, I just don't see how that could happen. And I'm sure you know, again, I'm not coming with someone telling, none of us are coming here with advice from a lawyer or what to say or the right things to say. We're just coming here to represent our thoughts and our concerns. Like everyone else, tourism is a concern for us. Not that we don't welcome it. We're just concerned about the amount of, sometimes it's just a matter of they get carried away. They want to party and have a lot more fun, and it's such a quiet community. I've done a lot of search on this, but I think only one truck can enter off 265 in one direction also. So that was another point that I wanted to make. Gail does live up the street above us. Under him is Thunder View Drive, which allows a buffer really between Blue Lake Trail. So, you know, while peace and harmony is what we are all striving for, he's up high. Then, you know, there's a big cliff. Then there's our street, which is quiet. So he's really not affected by accommodating all these rentals that would be on Blue Lake Trail. So that was something that we were very concerned about, or just wanted to make point of. Just that we bought into this also, believing it was a gated community, would be, you know, quiet. We came in from a big city. We're in the process of moving in. We're there at least maybe 1 or 2 weeks out of a month, more in the summer, and hopefully we'll be moving there sooner than later full time. But that's all I really had to say. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Ma'am?
No, I had the rolling case number.
Okay.
Just a little bit.
Did you sign in, ma'am?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I'm Sure. Robbie Garrett, and we recently moved into Splendor View. We're 145 Splendor View Drive. And a lot of what we moved in there was because it was, you know, the beauty and the serene, the quietness, the view. And so this is kind of a shock to us all of a sudden, and, you know, this is coming about. And I think the big thing we're concerned about is what most everybody has brought, the Blue Lake Trail. It's not just night rentals, but they're also talking about possible timeshare. If anybody's known timeshare, you know there's, you know, the staff, the, you know, people coming in and out. I mean, you're talking maybe $200 or $300 cars going through there, you know, in season. And I think a lot of our decks are there. We're right above that. And I don't know if there could be a compromise of possibly going through Whisper Ridge, and we did bring that up to Myers. But it will be a significant change for all of us. And, you know, we love our place, and we're all very tight-knit and close, and we love the peacefulness of it, and it's going to be a drastic change. That's all
okay.
I'm going to say.
Thank you. Anyone else opposed? Anyone for? Are you opposed, ma'am?
I'm opposed.
There was plenty of time to sign in to speak. I don't, with the number of people here, I would hate to set up.
I didn't get a notice at my house until the neighbor came and told me yesterday, and I didn't have a house from the beginning. I didn't have time to sign in because I didn't know that.
I'd really hate to set a precedent for tonight's meeting. So, ma'am, I'm sorry that you weren't able to sign in. We'd be, but
I.
What case are you wanting to speak for, ma'am?
The 400-unit hotel
that's
being built
across the
street.
I think she's on a place
in the way. Okay. Okay. Good call, Gail. Anyone for the application that wants to speak that signed in?
Good evening. I'm Cole Currier. I'm a real estate broker. I've studied this project, and I'd like to thank you all for considering this clarification today. Just a couple of points I'd like to make. I'll try to make unique points so you don't hear the same thing over and over, but the master plan for this project has been well known for a number of years. It hasn't changed since 2006 when it was originally put out there. The same master plan drawing has been part of the marketing materials for this project all along, including the time that all of the current residents purchased a home on Whisper View. And so I really think that what is being proposed tonight is consistent with what has been planned all along for this development and is truly just a clarification. Finally, I'll just say that my experience of working with Meyer Land Development, everything that they do is first class, and it's going to be a very good thing, especially for the current residents of this project, to see the entire project come to fruition. It's going to be a positive thing for the real estate values, for completing the development, completing the amenities, as opposed to currently a lot of vacant land that has infrastructure that's planned for this type of project but isn't built out. And we've talked about the types of units that would be built, the quality, the appeal, the aesthetic, and I think it would be very consistent with what's going on here and certainly would be, I think, a conforming use with the current residential units that are there, or complementary use, I should say, especially because the current drive that all these folks live on presently has been designated single-family residential only, no nightly rentals, and so that street will always remain the same, and there's no reason for anyone to drive by on this street for any vacation rental activity. So I do think it's a positive thing for the community. I think it's a very positive thing for values for the folks that live there currently in this neighborhood.
Thank you. Anyone else signed up? Anyone else signed up to speak?
My name is Chris Meyer, and just a few comments, and I'm not going to try and rehash what Gail said. My lots are actually at the end of that cul-de-sac there, and so I know they were talking about Gail's buffered. Well, I actually am not buffered below the road below that, so I'm, you know, of course, I'm very, I want to protect my potential future home lot as well. The other thing, as you come into the development, since the day one, we've had a master plan that's actually been on a huge board out there, so anybody can see from the very beginning what we've had planned and how many units and that type of thing. There's been no discussion whatsoever of us removing any security gates and getting rid of security. I felt like that maybe was a concern, but we have no intention that, at least I'm aware of, and unless my brother has it told me, but we would always keep those security gates. I think the other thing is there's almost this misnomer that everybody that rents a vacation rental is a criminal or is evil or is a partier. You know, kind of when you hear that, I've rented vacation rentals in Summit County, Colorado, that are million-dollar homes sitting next to other million-dollar homes, and it works. And just like you can have someone that's a resident that buys there that could be a partier as well, I think those are, you know, nobody wants that period in this neighborhood. And so that's why we have the covenants that we have. And, of course, if there are problems, that's where law enforcement can also get involved as well. So, you know, I think at the end, the other thing I would tell you that's probably, if you haven't been out there to the property, is on Blue Lake Trail, you know, when you look at this, it almost looks like it's level with those townhomes. But it's a pretty big drop, you know, probably, I don't know, I guess maybe 20 to 30 feet below. So it's not in the same grade, and so it drops quite a bit below those townhomes. So just a few points, additional points to add to the discussion.
Okay. Thank you, Chris. Gail, do you want to come back up?
Yeah, thank you. And, you know, everybody did a good job of speaking, I think. And the I do want to clarify one thing. So when you see the townhomes on Splendor View, so now the assumption all along timeline has been that we had the ability to do nightly rentals on the entire project. And what we did is we took the covenants and we pulled that back. And we made that before they bought so that it is indeed, the covenants say they cannot have nightly rentals on Splendor View or in the estate lots. And we would reserve the right to take other areas back as well, but at our discretion. Let's see, is there anything else I heard I want to... And then the Splendor View is a cul-de-sac. It's a dead end. There is a gate. It is a gated community. There is a gate. It exists. It's up by the roundabout. It's possible that there will be other gates that will go in there. But in general, I think a person can get mired down in the details.